Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help sinus infections with lymphatic system detoxification. I see many clients with chronic sinus problems that improve with a few sessions of lymphopractic, and all we're doing is improving circulation through the sinuses. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how, because we're slightly acidic, it stops our lymphatic system, a system that's meant to clean us, and we fill with cellular waste, and it really makes most of our health problems. Understanding this information that we're filling with cellular waste, I developed work called Lymphopractic, and it gets to the root cause of your health problems, the buildup of cellular waste, even with sinuses. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment plant that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life, and we deserve to have a healthy and happy life without being sick. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and a natural detoxification to help individuals improve how they think and feel. What is a sinus infection? You know, a sinus infection or sinusitis is an inflammation of the sinuses. It is often caused by bacterial infection. Also, it could be viruses or fungi. Molds can cause it. Often, you see people with weak immune systems are more likely to develop bacterial or fungal sinus infections because they don't have the circulation. Some people with allergies can have allergic fungal sinus infection. Again, even with allergies, we're not really, our lymph system isn't flowing as well. We have a lot of waste from the extra pollen or whatever may be the allergen. Acute sinus infections last 3 to 8 weeks. A sinus infection lasting longer is really considered chronic. They can last 12 weeks. The sinuses are air-filled cavities. We all have them. They're around our nasal area, within the bony structure of the cheeks, behind the forehead and eyebrows, on either side of the bridge of the nose, and behind the nose directly in front of the brain. And this is where we get pressure. You can feel it. An infection of the sinus cavity close to the brain can be life-threatening. If not treated, in rare cases, it can spread to the brain. So we don't want to ignore a sinus infection, for sure. A sinus infection stops the normal flow of mucus from the sinuses to the back of the throat. When infections or allergies cause tiny nasal tissues to swell, the swelling traps mucus in the sinuses. And remember, anytime we see swelling, we know it has to do with the lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system must remove waste and fluid from our body. Think of what happens when somebody has lymphedema. They remove lymph nodes and their arm can swell, or a leg can swell, or their face can swell. Same thing is happening with our sinuses. They're swelling. The lymphatic vessels aren't able to clean up. Some people have bodily defects that contribute to sinus infection. Deformity of the bony partition between the two nasal passages, nasal polyps, a narrowing of the sinus openings. There are many symptoms that are common to both acute and chronic cases of sinusitis. Very common is post-nasal drip. This, I really believe, has to do with the lymphatic system not being able to pick fluid out of the brain, and it actually backs down your throat. Discolored nasal discharge, you know when it's green, you have a slight infection. That doesn't mean you have to run and get antibiotics. A nasal stuffiness or congestion, tenderness of the face, you know, you can just press around your face, which is, that's what the doctor will do, and see where you have some pain. Frontal headaches, pain in your teeth, many things, even fatigue and bad breath. Now, there are many treatments from rounds of antibiotics. Many people are on rounds and rounds of antibiotics, lasers to open up the passageways, or even scraping the sinuses with a rotating burr. I had a woman who had done that 8 times, going in and trying to scrape her sinuses 8 times, and last time they nicked her brain. So, again, when they're burring and cleaning, they're actually removing tissue and actually damage this woman's brain. To understand sinus infections from a different view, my view, understanding the lymphatic system, one based on real science, you have to understand the lymphatic system and its role in maintaining the tissues in the body and brain. The lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, is a network of tiny vessels and nodes that help to clean the tissues of the body and brain. When you read about sinus infections or someone explains it to you, they don't mention the lymphatic system. At least not very often. And if they do, that's somebody who probably understands the lymphatic system, and keep that person. The lymphatic system really is key. All the lymph fluid collecting the body and brain must return to one major lymph vessel. You hear me? Or if you go to my Facebook Live, you see me always pointing to my base of my neck behind my clavicles. We have one vessel on either side of our neck, and it's a thin vessel, that must take all of the lymph fluid in the body, thousands of lymph vessels. And when you have a little tightness in your shoulder, in your neck, then you limit lymph flow out of your head and out of your sinuses, and we begin to back up. So it's not just the sinuses. It really has a lot to do with a tight body and an acidic body limiting lymph flow. When your body becomes slightly acidic and your tissues and lymphatic system constricts, the lymph flow and circulation become impeded, and that's when bacteria and cells and waste can just sit in your tissues and make infection. When a lymphatic system isn't working, a buildup of cellular waste becomes like log jams. You know, you ever see pictures of log jams of old-time loggers, and they're sending logs down a river, it gets stuck, guy walks out on a log, pushes one log, and they start to flow again. Well, that's what we need to do with your body and sinusitis. It's the sinuses that have had limited circulation. Change their cellular environment and improve lymph flow, and you can help remove the log jams that are limiting circulation. Improving lymph flow with diet, supplements, and manually improving lymph flow helps to naturally detox acidic cellular waste that is creating inflammation from the nasal area. And research, we've talked about this before, has shown that when you are overly acidic, the body aggressively clumps cells. These clumped cells can block lymph flow and circulation, creating pressure in the sinuses. So it really is about a backup. Before I tell you what I can do to help reduce pressure in your head, let me explain how I can help you in my office for sessions of Lymphpractic. Remember, it's a fully closed session. You always get very relaxed, but our goal is to help break down waste and help metabolize waste in your body. Over a few sessions, you feel better circulation, and I even teach you when you come into my sessions, or if you have coaching on the phone, I teach you how to drain circulation in your nasal area and neck, and you create circulation, and that's very powerful. Again, I coach people around the world. We all need to understand the lymphatic system. We all have it, but we're ignoring it, and that's a problem. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, is 11 years old. It explained the problem of missed science of the lymphatic system, and I can tell you today, the science is still missed, and we're all being affected by it. We're all toxic, and we really don't even know it. We call it many different diseases, but we have one imbalance that's making us fill with waste. So what can you do to help reduce sinus infections and pressure in your head? Number one, you want to know, are you overly acidic, imbalanced, or pH? And we want to test with pH test strips. I like Voxa brand, and it's really the level of hydrogen in your body. If you have more hydrogen, you're more acidic. You have more oxygen, you have more alkaline. But you want to be in balance, and we really are not in balance. That's why we spend so much on antacids and Prilosec PPIs. Look at what foods you're eating. Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? I know before I learned this stuff, I was eating probably 90% acid foods and wondered why I had so many health problems. But we really have to look at what we're eating. It's not about being perfect. You hear me saying this all the time. It's not about being perfect. But we have, when we're sick and we want to get well, we have to understand the foods that we're eating. Because often we just eat the same foods and we don't see how they're actually stopping our circulation. Do you take medications? Most people are on 2 or 3, 4 medications, and medications have been found to deplete magnesium, adding to the need to balance your pH. So if you're taking a few medications, check your pH and start balancing. Are you drinking enough water, especially water with minerals? Many people are chronically dehydrated, and then they get a little more dehydrated off some stress or acidic foods, and the body shuts down. It doesn't flow as well. So we want to drink 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce per body weight, and depending on your activity level. If you sit around a lot, you may not need as much water, but we all need water. Water cleans us. It really helps to detox us. I would suggest not to do an intense detox when in the midst of a sinus infection, especially if you have a fever. The released waste can overwhelm the body and make the problem worse at first, and you'll feel horrible. Take small steps. Begin to clean up your diet. Limit processed foods, grains, alcohol, coffee, tea, red meat. Start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. That's what I talk a lot about, because we're getting toxic every day from stress, the air we breathe, the foods we eat. Really, everything affects us. Diet plays a very large role in improving the cellular environment. An alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, alkaline nuts and seeds can make a big difference. But diet alone is not going to help you totally. You need to add products that buffer acid in the body because we're acidic. Magnesium is a big one. We should be taking extra magnesium. If you're just taking one or two pills a day, you may need to double that, close to about 900 or more milligrams of magnesium. Baking soda is in a lot of products that buffer acid. And a green drink, a powerful blend of many vegetables, mushrooms, probiotics, really a lot of things that you can get in a powdered drink. If you're taking antibiotics, probiotics, and really we should all be taking probiotics, they're live bacteria and yeast that are good for your health, especially your digestive system. Your body is full of bacteria, both good and bad, and when we have a sinus infection or any infection, we have less good bacteria and more bad bacteria, and we need to reestablish or bring in some good bacteria to help break down that bad bacteria. Take some things that reduce inflammation, like curcumin. Is the main active ingredient in turmeric. It has a powerful anti-inflammatory effect and is a very strong antioxidant. Oregano oil has been shown to have antibiotic, antiviral, and antifungal properties when taken internally. Take it in a juice. Straight may be too irritating to the mucous membranes. Vitamin C supplements are known for aiding the immune system and fighting against cold and other illnesses like infection. But vitamin C, again, can be overly acidic and make you more acidic if you're taking high doses. So make sure you're taking a buffered vitamin C, which can make a difference. It's buffered with sodium, magnesium, calcium, or potassium ascorbate often. And this makes it easier for the body to deal with it. Most important are systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes help to break down the waste that's limiting circulation, and they also improve circulation in the body. So daily exercise. We need to move blood. I'm not talking an hour, but you need to move your blood. Every time we move our blood, we're moving it through our sinuses, through our brain, through our tissues to pick up waste and inflammation and bring oxygen and nutrition to your cells. But the biggest thing is it's removing its waste when we do exercise. Take a sauna, whether it's steam or heat or just heat. It all heats up the body and improves circulation. I'm a big believer in Epsom salt baths. If you get sinus infections, put your head under the water while you're lying there and just keep your nose out, and your face will absorb the magnesium and the sulfates from the Epsom salt, and you'll feel relaxed in your tissues. Good posture, deep breathing, and really live practice sessions. Every time you deep breathe through your nose, you're pulling circulation through your sinus area. So many people are shallow breathers, and we need to deep breathe. In my office, I put clients through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphpractic, and this is really amazing. All I do is the same thing to everybody. I drain the lymphatic system in your body, your face. If it's sinuses, I even do inside your mouth, even inside your nose. It's very gentle, and you feel circulation. People say, wow, I can feel circulation through my sinuses, and that's what we need to do. I create a tsunami through their body of improving the lymph flow, and this makes a big wave. And if you've ever seen a tsunami, it really picks up everything in its wake, waste, and it helps to clean things up when we do this in the body. So it really is important to understand how if you have a sinus problem, it's not just your sinuses being inflamed. It's your shoulders and neck becoming tight, limiting the lymph flow out of your head and sinuses, and it's backing up. So we want to keep your shoulders nice and relaxed. You can do the Lymph Man Shuffle. You can find out on YouTube, the Lymph Man Shuffle, and see an acid alkaline food chart. It's on my homepage, OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com or HealthyLymphSystem.com will get you there. If I can help you understand how to help, how you feel and think, contact me at OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. Next show will be on how to help cirrhosis of the liver with improved lymph flow. I did try to do this show a while ago, but just when I was about to go on air, my daughter had a little allergic reaction and swelled, and we didn't get to do the show that day. So we're going to talk about cirrhosis next week. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If you have sinus problems, it's really something that you can have control of. Just doing rounds and rounds and rounds of antibiotics is actually making more waste, filling the body and making you more acidic. So if you've been on antibiotics, make sure you balance your internal body, get your lymphatic system going, and you will see an amazing difference. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If it's helped, you, please tell somebody else about our osteopathicahealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.